Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this current events update titled Liberal War on America. This is part two of two.
We live in a day where political correctness rules. Should be truth. But truth is hated. Folks, I have just told people the truth and they get angry with me. And they don't tell me what I said isn't true. They say, you shouldn't say that. Well, if it's true, why shouldn't I say it?
Amen.
This is what happens. This guy's not even really a conservative. He's kind of apolitical. His name's James Damore. Google has a small number of women working for them. He wrote a memo explaining how Google could improve the number of women working at Google, but because he violated their cultural diversity dogma and political correctness, he was fired. Silenced. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you stand up and you preach the truth, you better have a backup plan. Because some of you lose your jobs. Some of you could lose a spouse. Some of you could lose friends. Family members would ostracize you. Listen, I'm hardly ever invited anywhere anymore. And listen, I don't go into my family gatherings and walk in with my big Bible and, how you doing, everybody? I'd like for everybody to turn the TV off. I just have a few things to say here at this Thanksgiving gathering. I don't do that. It's just my presence. And some of them can't stand it and they'll start picking fights. They hate the truth. Jeremiah described national apostasy like this in Jeremiah 5:1. He says, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man.
Right.
Boy. Skinny jeans.
Oh,
I've lost track of how many people even claim to be Christian have come to. You know what? If you would speak a little less dogmatically and be a little sweeter, you might, you know, win some more people. It's that effeminate thing, man. It's just it's taken over in America. If there be any, listen to what he says, if there be any that executeth judgment, listen to this, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it.
Amen.
There aren't very many men in this country seeking the truth.
Amen.
I mean, you could add up all the men attending church in any kind of Bible-believing church, and I don't think you'd hit 5% of the male population of America on any given Sunday. He said in Jeremiah 7:28, but thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
You can't tell anybody anything anymore. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Why? Because the typical American doesn't believe in truth. I can have a conversation with you if you believe that this book is the Word of God. If not, there's no sense in really talking much. I'll give you the gospel and tell you I'm praying for you, but that's about where it ends. You have to believe in truth and believe that this book is truth, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing come by the Word of God. People seem to love the hate too. Have you noticed that? I mean, these liberals are nasty people.
Yeah.
They're just nasty. They love hate.
Yeah.
How many of you have seen that people usually will blame you or project their own sin on you? That's why a liberal, as soon as you start telling the truth, they'll accuse you of hate.
Yeah.
But that makes them a liar, because it's not really hate. So they're misusing the word hate like a liar would. But that's what they just love, the hate. Few want to hear this.
Bringing Elvita King, she's a Fox News contributor and niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. Can I just get your reaction to what you just heard there?
Hello, Melissa. Hello, everybody, Fox audience and everyone. But now it's very important. Don't forget about the infrastructure. That's going to be very important. President Trump is right. The infrastructure is important. Jobs will solve some of these problems. He's right about that. There's over 1 million jobs already created. However, I listened to all of the president's remarks. I was very inspired. My uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., once said, "We must all learn to live together as brothers," and I added, "sisters, or perish as fools." Here in the 21st century, President Trump was actually following something that I learned in the King family legacy in the 20th century, in the 1960s. Get your facts, educate your public, examine your own heart, negotiate, and then if you have to peacefully protest, do that, and then you will get to nonviolent, peaceful reconciliation. So he was right when he made his first remarks. He said, ceasefire, stop all the violence, just stop it. And then he examined all the facts and he began to point out where the evil is, and it still is seated in violence. So he's very correct with that. And he has continued to say, no matter what color our skin is, our blood is red. Americans need to work, to have money to deal with their spiritual lives, their social lives, and to learn to love and respect each other. So his points are right on as far as I'm concerned.
She was blasted by liberals. Blasted. Some said she was a disgrace and what was the other word? Something about... She's a woman, so they wouldn't call her that. But anyway, what she said was perfect. And people don't want to hear the truth. They just want the drama. And they want the hate. And they want this conflict that the news media is trying to create. And I'm telling you, the news media is creating the division in this country today.
Amen. Right.
Wait, let me get through this here. Come back. And I want to ask this question. Why is our fake news media doing this? Now, I want to tell you, you can look it up. I used that term, fake news media, before Donald Trump even announced he's run for president. And I wasn't the only one. I just want you to understand that. There have been a bunch of us preachers warning Christians about the fake news media for years. And that's what it is. This fellow is an actor. I don't know anything else about him, but he said it right. Two hate groups fight each other in public. One side gets blamed. Why? Because the media is part of one of the hate groups. And that's the truth. Let me tell you, they are going to make a killing off of a race war or domestic uprising. They're going to make a killing. That's why they're stirring this up. You talk about ratings, they'll triple and quadruple on all the major news networks and cable networks if they can keep this going.
If you saw another angle when they tore that statue down, I saw another video angle, and there was a news media cameraman, and he was smiling so hard.
Yeah, they love it. They're part of it. And it's, as I said a minute ago, it's not about the Confederacy or even Black Lives Matter. It doesn't have anything. It's about killing America as we know it. And I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you. You can go look it up. I don't have time to show you all the evidence tonight, but it goes all the way back to Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite was awarded for pushing world governance. He was awarded by the World Federalist... I think that's what they call it, the World Federalist, who awarded Walter Cronkite for his work to push for world government. And you know who presented him with their little obelisk award? Hillary Clinton. Congratulating him on his work to build this one world government.
It would seem to be. I mean, if you're following that train of logic that all these monuments that bring up memories of racism have to be torn down and erased from American history, erased from the entire nation, then you can't just stop with the Civil War. You have to go back to the founding fathers, many of whom were slaveholders, many of whom, were staunch advocates of slaves. And so why not Thomas Jefferson? Why not George Washington? Thomas Jefferson was a slaveholder. If we're going to tear down his monument, follow that train a little further, we might as well tear up the Declaration of Independence because, hey, he wrote most of it. And this is where this danger is leading. I had the opportunity about a year ago to sit on a panel of, notable people to discuss racism in America. And one of the emerging themes that came out of this room full of leftists was that America is inherently racist because our documents were created by slaveholders and old racist white men. So this is where this is leading, and we need to be aware of it. It's not so much about monuments, it's political. And
then, did you get that? Their goal is the end of America. They want the end of the Constitution. And I'm going to show you one more thing, and I'm going to tell you, this is just one I can show you. They're not even hiding it. They openly express their love for the idea of world government and how they loathe those of us who hold to that Constitution. And let me tell you this, they teach this thing called a living, breathing document when it comes to the Constitution. What that means is the same thing liberals do to the Bible. That means that they can just make it say whatever they want. And it's because they hate that document. They hate the Constitution. Just a couple of, real quick, to go down the bullet points of what just happened down in Virginia. These are facts. It was a Democrat mayor who granted the KKK a permit to hold that rally. Then they invited Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists. Now you tell me, anybody who's not smart enough to understand, you're going to have trouble. This was scripted. They didn't have a permit. And they show up and the cops don't do anything to make them leave or to keep them separate. And Antifa and the BLM were bussed in by George Soros-funded groups. Orchestrated. Antifa and BLM arrived with cement soda can bombs, aerosol flamethrowers, and bats. Balloons with urine. They were even throwing them at the reporters. And your news media are a bunch of liars. And that's why Donald Trump was saying, listen, there were both sides came ready to fight. And both sides were to blame. And your lying, fake news media is trying to kill that narrative and feed you a lie to make it look like this is all about white supremacy and KKK. No, I'll tell you what it's about. A bunch of devils in the news media trying to stir up division in this country. That's what it's about. And they called that whole gathering of the KKK and the white nationalists and all them, they called it Unite the Right. The man who paid for it and organized it was a member of the Occupy Wall Street movement and an Obama supporter. Now ask yourself, why would he be funding the KKK? Because they wanted a fight. And what I'm begging you and you folks watching online and the folks who hear this and all, tell your friends and family, I'm praying that y'all not stupid enough to buy this.
Amen.
That you realize you're being played the fool.
Right.
That they want a fight. Don't let them. You know what? They want a fight? I'll put them all, let's all round them up and throw them in Lucasville Penitentiary and let them fight. This is who is being defended by Trump's enemies. They're claiming that Trump shouldn't have denounced these people. That's Antifa. Do they look like they're there for a peaceful rally? They came ready to fight. Paid for by George Soros. You know what that letter A over there is? Anarchy. Why would you wear helmets, carry sticks, when you just came for a peaceful little gathering, and then we were attacked by those mean KKK people? Let me tell you something. I deal with the KKK people because I'm a white preacher, and then they'll watch our videos, and sometimes they'll see there's some black and Asian and different Puerto Rican and Cuban. We had all, yeah, you know, Filipinos, and they'll say, you know, they'll send me email. And I'll tell you, I say, you know, you are not white.
Right. Amen.
You're pink.
Amen.
And I'll guarantee you, if we did a DNA test on you, we'd probably find you got a little Jew in you.
Right.
And somewhere back there, somebody from Africa.
Right.
Yeah. I got less than 1%, but I got less than 1% Jew and less 1% Mali, isn't it?
Malawi.
Yeah. It's true about almost all of them. Very few people can even say they're like 100% Caucasian, whatever you want to define that. It's stupid. KKK, you're a member of the KKK, you're an idiot. If you're a member of the white supremacy group, you're an idiot.
Amen.
You know what you need to be a member of? There are three groups of people in this world today: the Jew, the Gentile, and the Church of God.
Amen.
You know my organization? Church of God.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about the crazy denominations. I'm just talking about the Church of God.
Amen.
And that's the body, that's the group, that's the organization that if you have any brains at all, you're going to get in.
Amen.
But to pretend that somehow Donald Trump is aligned with the KKK because he wants to denounce these idiots and these wicked Antifa and these wicked BLM and all these wicked people funded by a wicked Nazi named George Soros. We need to search out the truth and realize this whole thing is orchestrated by globalists. And they want America to come to pieces at the seams so that we can join the New World Order. It's the same people fomenting a race war in America who also promote this.
At MSNBC, we're global citizens, and we invite you to join us. Download the Global Citizen app and take action to provide needed food, water, health care, and education. And earn points for September's Global Citizen Festival in New York.
Be a global citizen.
For freedom.
For justice. For all.
There you go, NBC. They're all part of it. They're not American citizens. They're global citizens. And they want to destroy America.
Yeah.
And it is nothing but veiled rebellion against the judgment of God.
Amen.
It's to reverse the Babel effect.
Right.
Back in Genesis 11:1, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And you know the story. We don't have time to go through it all. Tower of Babel, God separated the nations by their languages, gave them each a different language, and He decreed that they would remain separate. Not races, nations, by the way. So this isn't a racist thing. It's a nation thing.
Amen.
And God does not want a one world order.
Amen.
Until Jesus comes.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, He'll set up a one world government. Until then, if you try to set up a one world government, you're Antichrist.
Amen.
MSNBC.
Right.
And this would all be solved. I really believe this. This would all be solved if God's people followed God's counsel. And I didn't. I want you to go to Genesis or Psalm 1. That's where we'll close it up. And if you don't have it marked, mark this in your Bible. Memorize this verse. And every time you're tempted to start getting your news from these ungodly newscasters, quote to yourself Psalm 1:1. Read that with me. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And it goes on to say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And then it explains the benefits that you'll get from meditating on the Word of God. If you are getting your news from a bunch of unsaved people who reject Jesus Christ and reject the gospel of Jesus Christ and hate Christians and the church of Jesus Christ, you are in violation of the Word of God.
Amen.
Period. So, I'm going to sum it up like this. We're going to fight this. Now, I don't know if you're in on this or not, but I am. We're going to fight this preaching the gospel.
Amen.
That's what's going to change things in America, if it's going to change. Teaching the Word of God.
Amen.
Exposing the truth.
Amen.
Confronting the darkness.
Amen.
That's the agenda. And standing even in the face of persecution. And that's the one you better pray about. Because if you take a stand, you will face persecution.
Amen.
The reason why Americans aren't being persecuted is because they really don't take the stand they ought to. And the more Christians really take a stand, the more persecution you're going to see. And then the jellyfish evangelicals are going to be coming up to you and saying, "You're causing this. You're causing all this." I'm sorry, it's my computer. Turn it off. That's not me. It's a jellyfish, yeah. But if they start coming after Christians because you're making too much trouble preaching the gospel and reaching out to everybody, then you're going to have those jellyfish you just heard. You're going to have them coming at you and saying, "You need to pipe it down. You're causing people to hate us." You know what your answer would be? That's right. That's right. If you stand for Jesus Christ, people are going to hate you. Jesus said they don't hate you, they hate me. And so when they hate you, it's Jesus in you. The more you act like Jesus, the more they're going to want to kill you. That's what they did to Jesus. Amen. Got a quick couple of minutes for Q&A. If anybody wants to ask them. Yeah, Kim? You know, if you came to me and said, "My employer is telling me to either get the chip or I'll lose my job," first thing I'd do is get you a good attorney. We'd call up American Center for Law and Justice or someone like that. But if it came down to it, I would tell you, you need to pray about this and make your decision. It's going to be an individual thing. Biblically, I can't say that it's a sin to get a chip. But I can tell you that it's getting very close to the mark of the beast when they start doing that. I can tell you I'm not getting no chip. I don't even let them chip my puppy. And they try to sell that to us for years. I'm like, "No, thank you. We'll just keep an eye on him." Amen? And, you know, I would tell you, I would discourage anybody from doing it. But biblically, I couldn't be dogmatic and say it's a sin, and I would have to leave it between you and the Lord to pray about it. Yeah, Johnny?
I just wanted to make a comment on the phrase of, you know, telling our kids to act like animals. You know, I'm starting to think animals act better than they do.
Well, some of them do. No, that's no joke. Some of them do.
Because at least the animals are just acting in instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have the, when humans start acting like animals, they tend to be far worse.
Yeah.
Than actual animals.
Yeah, Mariah?
Steve and I were talking earlier this week, and you get people who, you know, claim to believe the Bible and Christianity, but they only claim certain parts of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One part they have a hard time with, some that I know of, are like in the Old Testament when God like wiped out whole nations of people, mm-hmm. and one being like the Canaanites. And Steve mentioned...
I'm for that.
Well, we're thinking about it, and it gives you a different perspective where, of course, we thought this way before, but now having a baby and a child, you know, like those people were offering their babies
to Moloch.
Age,
yeah.
If not younger or older.
Yeah.
To Moloch. and doing awful, awful things, bestiality and all just awful things. But you have people who either remain ignorant of it or act like it's not actually that big of an issue and say, well, that was, you know, I just can't support the idea of God doing that. I don't think it's really right. And it's, whereas that was a big deal, only I believe, like, God, you know, he can wipe out a certain nation that was under the Old Testament and everything. But now you have people who are so sympathetic to certain groups of people and certain actions.
Sins.
And to the point where it's permissive, such as the issue of pedophilia. It's becoming, it's turning into where it's now not a mental illness. It is actively, now as we speak, turning into a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Viewed still as a mental illness, but as a treatable one. However, pedophilia will become an open status so they can seek treatment, but you won't be allowed to discriminate.
We are, in pedophilia, we are where homosexuality was when I was in junior high school. And people back then said, oh, no, Greg, it'll never be legalized and they'll never have gay marriage. Here we are. And pedophilia, they're the same place. And there are organizations like NAMBLA, and there are groups that are advocating to lower the age of consent. So that the more they can lower the age of consent, then the more pedophilia can take place. And as the Lord tarries, you know, we're liable to see it. And
it's just a domino effect and like taking down certain historical features. I mean, just a few years ago, we had issues of them wanting to take the Ten Commandments off of different state buildings, such as in Oklahoma. And they took them out of schools. And then they wanted to take the Ten Commandments down. And sure, you can.
It's incrementalism. How many of you saw that Judge Roy Moore won? He's going to have a runoff now for the Senate seat in Alabama. Judge Roy Moore? Okay, I'm not going to pick on you, but if you don't know who Judge Roy Moore is, you need to clue in. Judge Roy Moore is one of the greatest men in this country right now. He has taken on the wicked ACLU establishment and the People for the American Way as they've been trying to rip these Ten Commandments out of all the public buildings. He was defrocked as the Supreme Court Justice of the state of Alabama. And that's a man who took a stand, was persecuted, and was willing to suffer. Judge Roy Moore running for Senate. If you don't know about him, you look it up. All right, let's stand. Close with a song. I'll send you out here with a song on your heart. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone who is able to join us here and online, and those who hear this message in the coming days and weeks. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to look at the Word and to judge all things by this book. Lord, we just pray you bless each one tonight, safety and travel. Bless the rest of their week with opportunities to live for Jesus and to speak for Jesus. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.